As I've said so many times, everything I say is as I see it. And I don't know whether it's really like this, but this is what it looks like to me. Again, as I keep saying, I seem to be able to see very clearly what isn't, but never quite sure of what is. Plus, just recently, there's a shift, quite a major change in something. And then things are not coming out so clearly or sequentially to me. They're a bit more muddled. And what I'm about to say has come through several times quite clearly then, so let's see what comes out now. As I see it, the majority of people are not only asleep, but they're asleep to the fact that they're asleep. They don't realize that there is something else other than the way they're living. And when they hear of things like extraterrestrials and near-death experiences and psychics, it's so distant, so far away from their reality, it doesn't touch them. Then there are some people, and more lately now, I think, who are saying, it looks as though there is more. I'm hearing though there's more. So I'm open to see what else there is. So some people go on the web or read books. And then another category of people evolves, and that is people who say, I've read the books, I've watched the web, and I think in order to go to another level, I need to be in the presence of someone who is, and then how do we describe it, more awake, vibrating differently, had more vast experience. And now I'll just divide that for a while and then see if I can come back to the other thing I was attempting to share. When people wake up, let's make it simple. There's two ways of people waking up. There's more. But one wakes up, sees that people are so asleep, doesn't say anything, doesn't tell anybody, knows that people can't understand, so they don't attempt to share. Then there are people that do wake up and they don't know how to share. They're not experienced in sharing. They don't seem to have the facility to tune into other people where they are and then give them some clues of how they can come out of it themselves. So their communication isn't very clear. And then we get another category, so we've got three, another category of somebody who's not only awake, but they're very capable of looking into other people, really like X-ray vision, but not on the physical level, on other levels. They can see the person's behavior. They can see what's driving the behavior. They can see their potential beyond the behavior. They can see where they're going to go if they go on doing what they're doing the way they're doing it. And then the other indescribable levels that we're all connected with, the vastness that everybody is. If a person decides to go with this type of person, they want to be in their presence. They want to be with somebody who's not only awake, but seems to be able to communicate at least about the awakeness. Because, of course, it can't be communicated, but about it, with the possibility of waking up to another level. Now we have two categories of people who are seeking. We have a category of a person who wants to, let's say, improve. They want their life to be better. They want to be a bit more awake. And we have another category, very rare, of somebody says, unconditionally, no matter what, however, I want to be as fully awake as it's possible for me to be. Very rare. Back to this other category. The category that says, I want to be around this person that's awake and is good at communicating and pick up some things. I want to change my life. Now, here's what the person doesn't see. And this is really important. So listen to this. You see, when you say, I want to wake up to the level I want to wake up, your mind will pick and choose the things to work on that are convenient, that are comfortable, that are not too disturbing. So the big things it avoids. The classical example is if somebody is really afraid of sex, they go to a guru who divides the men and the women and forbids sex. So they're looking to wake up, but they're avoiding one of the main things that they're avoiding. So if you go to a person and you're not absolutely total in wanting to wake up, you pick and choose. And who picks and choose? The neurosis. So it's unlikely that a major awakening is going to happen under those circumstances. So let's go to the other category. Somebody who really, really, really thinks they want to wake up. Again, there's part of them that wants what they want and not what they need. But if this person is very intelligent, what they'll start to see is they are picking and choosing, and they're avoiding the very things that they need to go into. But they don't know always what they need to go into. When this person who's awake tells them something, they don't know whether it's relative or not relative. So again, the mind tends to pick and choose. If you want your maximum potential around somebody who's awake and has the skills to communicate, you need to be totally and utterly available to whatever this person suggests. Now, in the East, there are many stories of this. One of the sayings is, it's better to be total with a false guru than partial with a real guru. And there are many stories about that. One of the stories is, if you're going to be a disciple to a guru and the guru says the sun rises in the west, then the sun does rise in the west. But of course the mind will say, no, it doesn't. But if you start to decide what you're going to listen to and not listen to, you're going to listen eventually to your neurosis rather than what this person is saying. Now, Gurdjieff, who trained with the Naqshbandis, was very good at this. He would find out, check out, what the person is, say, addicted to or believes in, and then he'd do the opposite. He would get vegetarians to eat meat, teetotalers to get drunk. He would get people to do tasks that were totally ridiculous. And the person would say, but this is ridiculous. And he'd say, do it. If you want to be with me, do it. He would get the person to dig a great big hole. And while the person's digging the hole, they know he's going to tell them to fill it in afterwards. They know it's ridiculous. And he says, do what I say or leave. And what it is to try and disconnect the threads of the mind. That's why gurus give a new name and tell them to leave everything. Leave your father, mother, sisters, brothers, wives and children. Leave everything. It's to attempt to break up the patterns of the mind where the person is locked into and thus lost. So to get the maximum out of somebody who's awake, you need to watch. You need to listen to every single thing. Watch how they move themselves. Watch the facial expressions. Listen to the tone of the voice. And look at every single thing they do. If it's a working ashram, be as present and as aware as possible. Not only to put the tools back where they came from, but how they were stored there. Exactly how they were stored. Don't presume that anything is casual. Don't presume that anything this person says is irrelevant or casual. Don't presume that, because that's what the mind does to try and stay safe and stay in control. Listen, watch every single thing. And it doesn't matter whether it's relevant or irrelevant in actual fact, but the mind cannot decide because the mind is blind. So the thing to do is follow to the finest degree. I have an example. I was with a guru, and when I went to this guru, I could see where he was awake and where he wasn't awake. But the main thing, he was way, way more awake than I and had a lot more experience. So when he said, take sannyas, at that time I didn't even know what the word meant. I just felt this decision. If I say yes, I am going to be total. Totally total. Ready to die. And I was. He sent a bunch of us out into the plains of India, where it's incredibly hot in the day, freezing cold at night, no water, no electricity. We had to take care of ourselves. 2 hours walk to the bus, 2 hours drive on the bus to the nearest little village. While I was on there, I started to urinate blood. Somebody was going back to the guru, so I sent a message. Message came back, stay there. A medical person who was also with us on there said, this is very serious, you could die. And I remember the decision. I'm either going to play disciple or I'm going to take over. I'm playing disciple. I'm going to do exactly what I'm told, and I would prefer the risk of dying, because I want the maximum potential. I'm staying. Next message came back almost immediately, go to the hospital, which I did. I was ready to die. If you are not ready to die, you're going to stay locked in the conditioning of your mind unless you die and be reborn. You have to be ready to die who you think you are, because who you think you are is your handicap, is your sickness. You are not even at a fraction of your potential. You have no idea what I'm talking about now. If I say freedom, you've no idea what freedom is, because your brain takes being captive and does the opposite, freedom. But the freedom that a person who's free talks about has nothing to do with being a captive. It's a different language. Happiness, joy. The mind has absolutely no idea. So you might be saying, but I'm perfectly happy. Good. If you're perfectly happy, be happy. But that has nothing to do with your potential. Your potential is absolutely, completely, utterly beyond anything you can think. And as I keep saying, it doesn't matter. Nothing matters. And you are not who you think you are. You are much, 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 much more than you think you are. Your potential is endless. And even these people that are awake, they know. And there's another level, and there's another level. And so it goes on. In the East, they say not. They say enlightenment, and that's the end. That's not my experience. Of course, I may not have reached enlightenment, so I don't know. But my experience, and, oh, just thought, what Socrates said, and what Lao Tzu says. I love the saying of Lao Tzu. Everyone seems so certain, and I walk as though upon thin ice. So somebody who is considered at the ultimate says, And I don't know. I feel as though my ice is getting thinner and thinner. And everything is getting better and better.